dream. The end of the world. No. Only a storm at sea. A freak wave cracking the keel of some poor sailing ship, snapping it like a twig. Just the gods doing their thing. How long did I sleep? Too long. And too deep. Those sweet talking Phaeacians. The moment I closed my eyes, they dumped me on the nearest beach. I'm discarded. A castaway. I'm the king of nothing and nowhere again. I'm the king of oblivion!
You seem troubled, stranger. Are you lost?
Lost, yes. Shipwrecked. Thrown onto the beach. Lost and a little bit delirious.
But the sea's been calm for weeks.
It happened some time and distance away. I drifted.
Lucky to be alive, then.
Oh, lucky beyond all imagining. But my thoughts are in a mess. All my senses are addled. The winds whistled in my ear. The sun's warmed my brain and salt water has fouled my blood. The workings of my mind are out of kilter with the world. I'm completely lost. I have to ask you, what island is this?
You mean you don't know?
Hand on heart, I've no idea.
Oh, then you're in worse shape than you think. Don't you recognize this famous place? With its rocky outcrops and jutting crags? But it's not huge, but it's rich in woodland and bird life. And the wells never run dry. Oh, and crops and vines thrive in its deep soil. And goats and cattle are heavy with milk and herbs. Season the air.
No, I...
Breathe its smell. Doesn't it strike home?
I must admit there's something...
Say its name. Ithaca. It's famous everywhere, even in Troy, and that's a world away.
Ithaca?
Oh, don't say you've never heard of it.
Ithaca. Ithaca. I mean, yes, I've come across that name. You see, I'm a sailor from Crete, with children waiting for me, children with mouths to feed. This pile of treasure is mainly for them. I was sailing west when...
Odysseus. You're cunning and wily right to the last. Some might go as far as to call you sly. But you can stop your twisting and turning now. You are no more a sailor from Crete than I'm a shepherd boy.
So who are you? What do you want?
Pallas Athena, daughter of Zeus.
Oh, my goddess.
I've followed your fortunes for 20 years, Odysseus. Stood like a shield in front of you. Or at your shoulder in silence.
Yes, I've felt your presence. You've been my lucky talisman.
No, much more. I've been your North Star and your armor plating. I've been your Lord Protector. Without me, you wouldn't have made it this far. You wouldn't have lived.
I can't take it in. I don't let myself believe.
Believe it, Odysseus. Your home. It's as true as the ground you kneel on. Feel the sand. Pick it up. It's Ithaca. Every last grain.
Ithaca. Right here in my hand.
Which doesn't mean your journey's over. Hordes of suitors are camped in your house, loving the day your wife declares herself a widow. Your death would open the bedroom doors for one of them. And Penelope, who waits and waits. You can't just go striding home after so long.
I know. I need to prove myself to her. We need to prove ourselves to ourselves. Husband to wife.
Never impulsive. Clever like a cat. Look, I'll bring down the mist. Slip through its curtain. Go and find Eumaeus, your old swineherd.
What are you doing?
Odysseus wouldn't make it within a mile of his palace. The suitors have their spies and their assassins. But an old man with shrunken skin, sagging limbs, a head of silvery hair, and 2 dull stones in his eyes.
Well, it's hardly how I imagined my return. Tottering home a wizened beggar.
There'll be no grand entrance. Less self-consciousness and more self-preservation. That's what's needed on this occasion.
What about my son, Telemachus? Tell me about my son.
Follow the path to the right of the cliffs. Go now, before the fog catches you in its net.
Athena, wait! Oh, a nightmare of 20 years in the wilds of the world. Then I open my eyes, and I'm home. I wake from sleep, and I'm home. Ithaca, right here in my hand. Ithaca.